This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The eclipse is coming, and eclipse enthusiasts have been planning their viewing parties for months now. But they heard troubling news over the weekend as well. Eclipse viewing glasses that don't meet safety guidelines are said to be flooding the market. And here to guide us through a safe eclipse viewing experience is Granite Geek David Brooks. David, thank you very much for coming by.
Always delighted.
So the American Astronomical Society just issued a warning to those planning to see the eclipse. What was the nature of that warning?
It was basically saying, hey, there's a bunch of fakes out there, and if you use them, you could damage your eyes permanently for the rest of your life. So don't
fake glasses, you mean?
Fake glasses, yes, exactly. Fake eclipse glasses. So you've seen eclipse glasses all over the place. They look kind of like dark versions of the glasses you wear in a 3D movie. And basically they have a filter over them that will block not just a lot of visible light, but a lot of UV light. And that's important because it's the UV, the ultraviolet light, that's what does the damage. And the Astronomical Society is saying a number of manufacturers are sending out glasses that don't actually meet the standards, don't block as much UV light as they say they do. And some of them are even putting the fraudulent stamps on them that claim they've been tested and meet it.
Okay. And what kind of damage are we talking about? How bad could it get if you stare at the sun too long with improper eyewear?
It can literally blind you and more likely to just do significant damage to your eyesight. So the ultraviolet rays, so they penetrate the front part of the eyeball, which is the most protective, and they hit the retina in the back. And that's what really does the damage. So the thing that's particularly dangerous about it is you don't feel it at the time. These fake glasses, or the badly made glasses, they'll dim it enough that you can look at the sun without it hurting your eyes, but you won't know that it's damaging the back of your eye. And won't know until later you'll start to get headaches, and your vision can get blurry and affected in other ways.
So would it be effective or acceptable to fashion your own glasses or just use sunglasses that you have lying around?
That is about the worst idea I've ever heard you say, which is, that's saying something. That's absolutely horrible. I do not try to do that. Because even things that seem like they're really dark and so this would work may not be blocking the UV light. In fact, I've even seen it. It's uncertain that all kinds of welders' goggles, the helmets or the goggles that welders use so they don't get blinded when they're doing welding, some of those don't even work. So absolutely don't try to wing it with goggles. What you should do, as I say in my column, is what I did back in 1984 when I saw an annular eclipse, which is almost a full eclipse. It's basically when the moon is somewhat closer to the Earth, and therefore it doesn't quite cover the whole sun, so it sort of leaves a ring around it. It was very cool. So what I did was I made a pinhole projector, as you can find advice for anywhere because it's so simple to do.
Well, what is a pinhole projector?
It is, you put a hole in a piece of paper, a piece of cardboard with, say, a pin, and then you hold that about a foot or two or three away from a piece of white paper or a piece of white cardboard that's basically your projection screen, and you will see an image of the sun projected onto it. It's not a really big image, but it will be there, and it will be sharp enough that you can watch the moon, the shadow of the moon, slowly crawl across the sun during the eclipse, and you can do it without any glasses on at all.
Huh. Is the sun particularly brighter or stronger during an eclipse?
No.
So this is just blanket, like even when there's not an eclipse, you shouldn't be
looking at the sun. No, obviously, yeah. We all know, don't look at the sun, right? Our moms told us that. And for some reason, when the eclipse come along, it seems like maybe we can sort of kind of look at it. And in a full eclipse, if you were down in the path of totality, you actually can look at it for the very short period of time when it's completely blacked out.
Okay. And so we won't be seeing too much of this eclipse, right, given where we are?
65% coverage at the max. It's 2:40. 3 p.m. I think is the height of totality. So we're 700-800 miles away from the path of totality. So you should still go out next Monday. Go out and check it out. There's a number of places that you can go. Discovery Center here in Concord has events. You can get eclipse glasses from many libraries, by the way. Those have been tested, and those are fine. Although many of them, the couple of ones I called, they're either don't have any or they're limiting them to card-holding patrons because there's so many people want them. So you should definitely go out, or at the very least go outside, and even if you're not looking at the sun, try and do a pinhole projector and see it, or just kind of look around and see if there's any change to daylight when it happens, because this does not happen very often.
What if it's cloudy?
If it's cloudy, you may not notice anything at all. And I'm not quite sure how much effect, if any, we'll see on the amount of daylight. So if it's light clouds and you can sort of kind of see that the sun's behind the clouds, I don't know that you'll notice any difference in sunlight. But you might. It might just look kind of a little bit weird. But go out and check it out. Who knows?
Well, David, thanks very much for looking out for our retinas.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer so geeky you need custom glasses to watch him as he writes for graniteGeek.org.